Today is the 3rd of September, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is Zoe Kanatis. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, what have you learned about today?
Well, I'm going way back for this one. On this day in 301, San Marino, one of the smallest nations in the world and the world's oldest republic still in existence, was founded by Saint Marinus.
It's not often we get three-digit years. So how was San Marino founded?
Well, St. Marinus left the island of Rab, which is now present-day Croatia, with his lifelong friend Leo, which I think is very cute, and went to the city of Rimini as a stonemason. After the Diocletian persecution following his Christian sermons, he escaped to the nearby Monte Tiano, which he built a small church and thus founded what is now the city of San Marino, which is still sometimes called the Titanic Republic.
Wow.
Yeah.
What else have you learned about this day?
Well, on this day in 1967, Sweden begins driving on the right-hand side of the road after always driving on the left-hand side.
So how did Sweden react to the change? That's a pretty dramatic shift.
I mean, I would be pretty annoyed. The change known as Dagen H in Swedish was widely unpopular and had repeatedly been voted down over previous 40 years. And in a 1955 referendum, 83% voted to keep driving on the left. However, in 1963, the government approved the change and established the State Right-Hand Traffic Commission to oversee it. The commission implemented a four-year education program with the advice of psychologists.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go anywhere under the advice. If anyone had any mistakes, that'd be totally your fault.
Yeah.
So if Sweden was so against the change of switching sides of the road, why did it still happen?
Well, this is the two main reasons from the government. Firstly, all Sweden's immediate neighbours drove on the right, including Norway and Finland. And secondly, most of Swedes drove left-hand drive vehicles. So this led to many head-on collisions when passing on narrow two-lane highways, which were common in Sweden because of its low population and traffic levels.
And what else have you learned about this day in history?
Well, on this day in 1970, Indonesian President Suharto visits the Netherlands. For context, the Netherlands colonised Indonesia in the 1600s. After World War II, international pressure then forced the Dutch to formally recognise Indonesia's independence. And in 1956, the socialist government of Indonesia cut off all diplomatic ties with the Netherlands. But those ties were only restored in 1968 by the new right-wing Suharto government. And that is just a very brief context of a very complicated history.
Naturally. So was the visit well received in the Netherlands?
No, actually. In August 1970, leftist scholars and writers set up the Committee Suharto Undesirable. It protested vigorously against the president's visit. They claimed Suharto had built the new order regime on the corpse of hundreds and thousands of Indonesians, and the committee organised a demonstration in Amsterdam that was attended by almost 4,000 people.
Have you learned anything about this day in music?
I have. So on this day in 1982, Culture Club's Do You Really Want to Hurt Me is released in the UK, and the critics were not too kind. Smash Hits called it fourth division reggae.
Is that an insult, fourth division reggae?
I don't know, Tom. I think so.
Well, should we take a listen to some fourth division reggae and make our mind up for ourselves?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Culture Club with Do You Really Want to Hurt Me. Thank you, Zoe.
You're welcome.
You're on Breakfast.